As communities across the country are facing a housing and affordability crisis, the federal government made $4 billion available through the Housing Accelerator Fund to assist local governments in removing barriers and supporting the development of affordable housing. Cranbrook won't be seeing any of it. Staff confirmed its application was unsuccessful during a city council meeting on Monday evening, as Mayor Wayne Price vented his frustration with the process. "I'm extremely disappointed there was no consideration," said Price. "If you look at the numbers, I don't believe we were even in the plans when you look at who was selected." Price suggested that Cranbrook City staff spent hundreds of hours preparing the application, which was done in two parts, after the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation asked them to resubmit a less ambitious proposal. "The first one, which I believe would have changed the face of this community for the next 10 to 20 years, was pretty comprehensive," said Price. "We were advised that it was maybe a little bit too ambitious. Our staff pointed out, here's what we've done in the past. It's not too ambitious, this is doable, we need this to change the face of this city." Based on the application submitted, the city was targeting the creation of an additional 268 dwelling units, 106 of which would be categorized as affordable rental housing. The city's application also identified 7 action items to facilitate housing growth, such as promoting gentle density and infill, further incentivizing the creation and legalization of secondary suites, boosting opportunities for accessory dwelling units, improving infrastructure and increasing the potential for speedier development approvals for affordable housing. Price pointed out the city has already taken action on updating the official community plan, OCP, along with completing a new housing needs assessment, a newly legislated provincial requirement, and a public land inventory. He also highlighted a provincial award for asset management that the city received last fall. "It really frustrates me that this corporation has been forward-thinking and more than forward-thinking, forward-doing, in anticipation of opportunity, and we don't get any consideration," Price said. Staff confirmed the request from the Housing Accelerator Fund was approximately $10-12 million. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation did not provide an explanation on why the City of Cranbrook's application was unsuccessful. "Unfortunately, not all applications could be funded due to the high demand for the Housing Accelerator Fund," reads a statement issued by the Crown Corporation. "Discussions with unsuccessful applicants are ongoing. Although, to respect the confidentiality of the applicants, we are unable to speak to specific applications, CMHC is committed to working with all applicants, including the City of Cranbrook, to seek positive housing solutions for their communities through collaboration with the CMHC Municipal Relations Team and through other national housing strategy programs." Nationally, there were 544 applications submitted to the Housing Accelerator Fund, 179 of which were successful. In BC, there were 87 applications to the HAV, with 11 communities successful in their applications, as of March 12. The CMHC adds that more announcements are expected in the coming weeks. So far, all successful community applicants are from the Lower Mainland or Vancouver Island, with the exception of Kelowna, which total roughly $432.8 million in funding commitments, with Vancouver receiving the largest share at $115 million. No housing accelerator funding commitments have been announced in the Kootenay region.